Researchers who study the brain say they're closer to understanding one of the mysteries of the mind. NPR's David Malakoff reports on why you sometimes get a song stuck in your head.
When you hear a song like the theme from the Pink Panther, one part of your brain gets really busy. It's called the auditory cortex. Think of it as your brain's iPod. It helps you process, organize, and play back sounds. But what goes on in the cortex when the music stops? The answer, says brain researcher William Kelly, is that the cortex keeps humming along.
If the song is well known and it cuts out, you continue to play the song in your head, at least for a very brief period of time. It's obligatory. You almost can't help but do it.
Kelly is one of four researchers at Dartmouth College who figured that out by putting people under a brain scanning machine and playing music to them. What the scientists didn't tell the subjects was that they had erased 2 to 5 seconds of every song, so there were gaps of silence. What the brain scans showed was that when it came to a familiar song, like the Pink Panther theme, the auditory cortex stayed active even during the gaps. Apparently, the brain was filling in the missing dum, da-dum, 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 da-dum. But when the subject was not familiar with the song, the scan showed that their cortex didn't fill in the gap. It stopped humming.
They basically heard silence. They weren't imagining the song anymore.
That's David Kramer. He's the lead author of the study, which appears in the current issue of the journal Nature. Kramer says that, unfortunately, his study doesn't explain why it is always those annoying songs that get stuck in our heads. David Malakoff, NPR News.